Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized, 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, improvise, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we see right. Metamorphosize to it like a lamprey
shedding
light to it.
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host Lumis of People Beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book.
Are we chanting it down out there? Are we chanting down the Babylon system? Are we chanting down the life we live and dissecting? Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Happy New Year, and welcome to Chant It Down Radio episode 25. Here now with quite a few different episodes to choose from, and this is just another one. Today it's going to be a round table chant down with the good friends of the show, Double A and Brother Frankie, and possibly another guest too. We'll see how it goes. This will be a call-in show also. So if you're listening out there in the world, the call-in number is 347-324-3342. 347-324-3342. And this is here in Hawaii, so just 12 o'clock here in the noon, and other people all over the world, different times, but this is probably one of the better shows where you can actually get a hold of Chant It Down Radio versus a lot of the ones I do here at nighttime. So if you're interested in calling in and chanting it down, well, give a call in. Just waiting on the guests here. We'll usually come in when they get here. But welcome to the show. If you're new to the show, you've never heard this show before, this is a show where we dissect the life we live in. I'm your host, Lumis. I'm your host of Truth Speaker, and that's what we do here: is we speak the truth. We dissect things, look at it, we chant it down. I'm a conscientious objector. I'm a lyricist, and bring a lot of different things to the table just to kind of share with the world out there, share with the population, those who are like-minded or wanting to open up to a whole new perspective and look on planet Earth. So we're here just kind of sharing this perspective, what I call the People Beyond perspective, which I've been chiseling away at quite a bit, doing different shows on what I call the system tentacles, which I'll get into in a minute. But this show is a platform for those who are awake out there, or anybody listening, really. You know, it's for many different people who are like-minded or just getting into a whole new unraveling of the system, unraveling of the life we lived, and taking a look at it and having fun too. So never not having fun. So always enjoying life and doing all that we can to just improve. And there's what could be more important than the truth. So the truth we try to spew out of this show here and make it fun too, and live and enjoyable. So welcome to Chant It Down Radio. So the show, if you haven't been tuning in, is easy to check out the archives. I think that's a pretty good idea, at least with some of my shows I've done. The shows that are out there, you can Google up Chant It Down Radio, and I mean this is the only Chant It Down Radio out there. So then it's on Blog Talk, and you can scroll down and check out the different episodes. I label them at the top, so they're in bold letters, and you can kind of just see what show is all about. They're all different topics and lots of discussion and break down some great guests on the show. And today, the reoccurring guests and kind of like my co-hosts, when available, is Double A and Brother Frankie. And they always come on, and we just chant it down. All like-minded, good brothers, and known each other a long time, and share the same perspective. And so every now and then, periodically, we have a roundtable chant down with these guys, and we just sort of share what's on our minds, and just kind of freestyle it, get ourselves a lot of different topics to discuss, because the world's a big place and there's a lot of crazy things going on, and we're here to look at it and chant it down. But yeah, so looking into the archives is an option, and then I've also installed a way so you can get the continuous downloads or continuous feed podcast feeds on iTunes, and that's a way you can get this show continually coming through the every time there's a new one. And that is if you go to iTunes and you go to submit a podcast or whatever it says to do with to put in a podcast, go to http://... www.blogtalkradio.com/Loomis, that's me, the host, /podcast, and that'll just get you the continuous feed. And then you can listen to all these things on your own time, because time is a real issue in the world, and a lot of people, including myself, don't have a lot of time. So I do this show when I can and when I have free time, and of course, a lot of people don't have free time. But what I like to do with radio shows personally that I've listened to in the past or still do is I'll put it in my iPod, or you can put it in your phone or whatever, and just listen to it while you're stuck in traffic or on your way to work or in transitional areas, to kind of keep your mind occupied and keep the chant down in the forefront of your mind. So that's what you can do. As far as announcements go, one thing that if you're here in the Hawaiian Islands, visiting, living, whatever, I will be doing some screenings with the great filmmaker Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy, famous for two films, What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying. They've had a huge coverage, actually, across the world, and a lot of people have seen the movies. It's crazy to me that people that have seen the movies don't all of a sudden just go, whoa, we need to do something. I don't understand that one. I really don't understand where the fire is, but I do see what humans are going through in everyday life, so I do understand the distraction, the mind suppression, and the many things that block us from being fully being human beings. So, but this, for sure, a confirmed screening. We're going to do two here on the island of Oahu. One of them will be on this island's North Shore on January 11th at the Waialua Association, most likely. And I don't have the times yet, but be in the evening if you're up there and you want to learn about geoengineering, a.k.a. chemtrails, a.k.a. the aerosol spraying, taking place above your skies that most people don't even realize is going on. Michael Murphy is probably the spearhead of this movement of waking people up about this issue. I mean, this is something that is dire, and I myself have had about three or four shows covering this topic, and I label those the real skyfall, and I think it's a must. You must understand what's going on and see this. Whether or not it bothers you, you're going to have to put that aside and realize that awareness will empower you, and it'll be important. So, we'll most likely have that going on, as well as a bigger venue still working on it here in Honolulu. So I'll keep you posted on the I'll keep you posted on all that coming up as soon as as soon as I get more info. And that's, I like to link up with Michael, and we chant it down, and we try to spread the awareness this way. It's just one of the things I try to do to help humanity out and understand what position we're really in here, you know, and I think it's important. Whether or not you really, think it is or not, it should be much, much more important than pretty much everything you do in life. So that's something to check out. And on this show, I've been covering the System Tentacles, and that's the most important series of shows that I'm doing right now, that is a breakdown of what I call the System Tentacles. The tentacles of the system are wrapped around us all, and a lot of people have no idea they're wrapped up in this, no idea they're caught up, another metaphor. But basically, you have, if you can imagine, like a network of wires or tentacles just stuck to you, and one by one we pull them off, and we see, you know, what we're like without that. So, for example, so far on this show, I've covered the media, which is a huge feeding tube and tentacle to our lives. That tells us how to be, who we are, pretty much who they want us to be. It shows us reality through the eyes of controlling media, and there's so, the media is such a huge thing that I'm going to come back to that show for a part two and flesh that out more, maybe with a special guest, because there's so much more to cover. And that was episode 15. Episode 16, I did the food and nourishment system tentacle, how we need to take out the bad ingredients that are in our lives and put in the good ones, and the whole awareness of that, you know, because it's a super important thing, and possibly that's another reason why some people are on fire, because they're not eating right, exercising right. I also covered that as well in that show, and that's a good one for the nutrition and just getting understanding of the way that we, what do we put in our bodies. You know, the media puts stuff in our minds, and the food puts, you know, the ingredients in our bodies, so we can, you know, we can take away the bad. And that's kind of what System Tentacles is we're, you know, pulling off the bad and looking at it. Now, some of these things aren't physical, so it gets a little more complex, but been so pretty basic so far. A couple sub-shows of what I'd call the food nourishment would be the show I did on excitotoxins, which is maybe episode 7 or 19, I think. Don't have my list in front of me. You just look at what the headings are, the bold letters. But I did that one, which is, the aspartame, MSG, the fluoride, the things that get on our that are in our lives that really excite brain cells and kill them. I felt that show deserved a show of its own, just to flesh that out in itself, beyond food and nourishment. And then I did a show on alcohol genocide and wasteoid culture. I really felt like that needed a fleshing out, and especially a night like last night, New Year's Eve. You got everybody just getting wasted. Woo, yeah, the New Year, whoa. You know, we're gonna chant that down with our friends here on the show. And just the whole wasteoid culture, you got to get wasted to enjoy yourself. Just the trash culture that it creates, living that lifestyle, the wasted idiots out there, and just the intentional dumbing down through that. So that's a show that would be, I think, episode 17. And so those are kind of like sub-shows of the food nourishment, if you want to think like that. And then I did a show that would be episode 22, I believe, and that was what I call the wealth industry. The wealth industry is the health industry, but I call it the wealth industry because they wouldn't be much in business if they didn't rely on you being sick. And so in that one, I go over how doctors are mistrained, as well as the whole vaccination thing. And another thing I went over is the pharmaceuticals. And that show, I was looking at my listens. I know it's the holiday season, but that show really deserves a listen. And these are all real basic tentacles so far. A lot of people know that don't even know the full scoop of things. A lot of people know the media, the food, and all that are kind of junk. So although you can learn from all those shows, even if you're fully awake to this, it's kind of nice to hear it in maybe that context, and I put it in, hopefully, you know. By no means am I a professional host, but I give it a shot, and just doing my best here. But anyway, those five shows were the last System Tentacles, but then I did my last show, episode 24, which was Operation Indoctrination. It's all about the schools, the programming through the schools, and way that we've gone through the system, and we have become these repeaters through the indoctrination, and just what it does. I mean, I chant it down all the way from preschool to college graduate school, because all of it is a misrepresentation of what education truly is. And no, we all need to keep learning. Learning is important, and I think, and you don't want to stay stagnant, and you always should keep on learning, but learn the right things and learn what school is. So that one is a great chant down. And so that one is not a thing you just kind of pull out of your life. I mean, you can stop going to school maybe if you're in college. Some people drop out of high school, yeah, but it's a way of some of this system tentacle. You just got to identify what it is, because we still have to live our lives. Unless you're going to try to walk away into the forest and live, it's pretty unlikely these days to be able to do that. There's no real breakaway culture that seems to work too well. And I'll get into that on future shows. But so we're kind of trapped in this system, and so we at least need to identify the tentacles that are wrapped around us and how caught up we truly are. So if you haven't caught up on that series of shows, I think that, you know, that's what you need to do. And they are now, from I would say last show and up, in a chronological order, because I think it takes an understanding of those prior shows to understand why I chant down the things I do. And it's going to get more challenging, and more people will object to the system tentacles the higher I go up, I guess you could say, the rungs of this. The we're going to chant it down to deeper levels, because we're going to get into some subject matter that is going to hurt belief systems. And, well, maybe it's time to really question what your life's all about if it makes you do that. So this show is a paradigm shifting show. We're not trying to keep this current establishment and things here in our mind. I do these system tentacles as a way of preparing the world for the possible catastrophes and changes that will come in the years to come, that will be drastic, and to realize that this life we're living is a false life from human life. And so the paradigm shifting thing is, I'm not here to preserve these current things, these schools, jobs, governments, all this. This is stuff that we're going to break down and understand, and go through it step by step, and see, you know, who we truly are. We are people beyond. Everybody on Earth is. People Beyond is also the name of the music group I am in, but we all are people beyond. We're people beyond the system. We're beyond the norm. We're beyond the way of life on planet Earth. We are the people that are truly high vibrating beings that were born that way, but we forgot. So I'm trying to have a reawakening here, and then we'll get into the deeper aspects of the show after I flesh out all these different tentacles. We're going to get into, you know, asking some of the more deeper questions that lie beyond this spectrum, this paradigm, and some may have to go into speculation. But along the way, we're going to have some great guests and help on the chanting down. But future shows to look forward to in the System Tentacle series. The next one I'm going to do, most likely, is what I call occupational hazards, which is all about the jobs we work, the slavery that we are truly in. And this one, I feel maybe one of my most, this is where my expertise comes in the most, because I chant this down probably like no other, very few anyway. So I did have the guest Freeman on, episode 22, 21, oh man, you just gonna have to look. Freeman Fly is awesome at that too, with his phrase, quit your job, save the world. Well, anyway, that's similar to what I think as well. And anyway, the occupational hazards, that's a show that I'm really going to flesh out, and I just don't really feel like people understand what to the level I'm going to take it to a lot of people. So that'll be a great show where I can add in my personal expertise. Another one we're going to get into is, and these will maybe not be in any of this order, the money trance. We're gonna chant down money itself. You know, why do we need money? Money is an unnecessary step in our survival system, and so we're gonna chant that down, and we're gonna get into some of the more psychological things. Well, we're gonna get into, like, for example, vanity and ego. You know, we're gonna really chant down those out, you know, that are also So narcissistic and into their egos. We're gonna fully chant that down. And another show that will be on the same sort of pattern or thought is shallowness and foolishness. You know, kind of goes in with the media, kind of goes in with a lot of these things, tie into each other. They all kind of spill over into another tentacle. So you can imagine tubes attached throughout these other tubes that make a network of wires, if that makes any sense in a visual way. But, you know, the shallowness and culture, the shallow culture we live in, the foolishness, the stupid things people do every day, and we're, you know, dissect it, chant it down. And another one we're going to get into is disarming fear, the fear that we are all the fear that's in our lives. We are always afraid of everything, and so much fear that is never even happens to us, but we spend our months worrying about it, and then it comes and it's like, oh, that's it. So, you know, that's another one, and that'll be a show to get into, as well as another one I call Sweating the Petty. You know, that's just kind of actually probably the same show. I think I'll just cram that in together. The worrying about everything. So sweating the petty and disarming fear. And, then we'll get into a few things like, well, we're going to chant down the closed-minded religion. I'm not here to diss on religion per se. I'm here to show people how to continually grow and not get stuck in cul-de-sacs where it can only benefit, and your link with the Creator could be a clear path. And, you know, I'm no expert, but here I'm gonna, you know, give some my take on that. And another show would be nationalism versus culture. It'll be a chant down on the way that people are propagandized. People are eating up the propaganda. Their country tells them, you know, you got to be with the red, white, and blue. Or if you're in the UK, you know, you serve the Queen or whatever. And this is brainwash. And we're going to chant down cultures that, even if it doesn't have to do with the global elite who built the culture, if it's wrong, it's wrong. And we're going to chant it down and kind of get into a little morality on what is right, and not afraid to chant down a culture if it's wrong, it's wrong. So that will be a good one. And then another one will be the left-right paradigm. That one is all about course, the Democrat-Republican thing here in the United States, and the way that they're using that to separate everybody, and how much crap that really is. And we're going to throw the whole thing out the window and chant that fully down, because that one pisses me off a lot. And just the way that people eat up, and that also will chant down voting and the whole system of that. That will also tie into another show that I'll get into, government, no rulers. Yeah, here on this show, we don't believe in rulers. We don't believe in bosses, leaders, government, anarchism. And that might just send off alarms in your head when I say anarchism. Well, we're going to break that down into some words that can be important to dissect and realize that that's not the problem and that's not chaos, and we'll get into that much more in detail. That maybe also will go into a show into a little step backwards or in another direction, time control. The fact that we're so controlled in a time grid and we're so stuck. I mean, right now I'm looking at the time, the clock for this show, you know, how much time I have left. Oh no, it's going to end soon. You know, all the traps we get stuck in this time grid. Real important to chant down and realize that that's man-made, that's not us. And another show that I'll be going into will be technology. Good or bad? You can probably imagine with me as a host, and if you've listened to me enough, you pretty much know my answer on this because I chin it down. But I'm going to chin it down in a way that it can be really fleshed out. You know, is it really good for our society? Is it really what we need? Well, we'll talk about that for sure. And then the other tentacles. Basically, the final one, for sure, will be civilization itself. We're going to chant down the problems of civilization and what it creates. This civilization itself, human civilization, is not human. It's not coming from humanity's natural state, and it was created by the elite themselves. And we're going to, you know, really chant down the way that we live in this life. And these are going to be really challenging for a lot of people, these last few, the government, the civilization. But, you know, you'll see what I have to say about that. And I think most will agree, at least can take it in and be an autodidact. You know, use what you want and throw the rest out. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm just here to share with you the people beyond perspective. And so once those shows are taken care of, and I'm going to bring on numerous guests for some of those shows, maybe possibly parts one and two just for extra chanting down, and then we will really get into the more unique things on planet Earth, for example, the nature of reality becoming Earth people and learning how to be here on Earth again. So that is the chant down I'm talking about here, and that's why we call it Chant Down Radio. Those are the system tentacles. A little long-winded, I know, but I'm just filling in time because I'm waiting on my guests, and if you've listened to enough of my shows, I've had to wait on a few guests on some shows, and I don't get mad at them. It's not always their fault. Life is busy, and it's crazy to be able to fit things within time. So there goes, again, the time I was just talking about. But people come on when they can get on, and I understand fully. So it's not a real worry here. However, we must continue on and chanting it down. So anyway, let's see what we got going on here. Any callers out there? Again, I'll throw out the call-in number, 347-324-3342. 347-324-3342. Okay, so you can call if you're listening live out there in the world. You know, love to take your calls. I get the emails, and again, people don't have a lot of time in their lives, and maybe they don't catch this show right away. I, you know, probably have to do something about the advertising of this show, and I'm a pretty anti-social networking guy, so I don't really want to get into doing that to promote the show. I'm hoping that listeners can promote word of mouth, and that would really be a important thing to do. It's just word of mouth, we'll hopefully spread the show that way. And it is spreading, and it was skyrocketing. I think the holiday season took care of a lot of listeners just occupied. So then later, these archives get listened to like a month later, and they're already a month old. But that's okay, because this show's timeless. We're not really trying to, I'm not trying to make you rush. But at the same time, I don't have a particular time slot that I broadcast on, so it makes it hard for anybody trying to catch my show. So archives seem to be the way that most people go, unfortunately. But, hey, you know, we do what we can. Like I say, by no means am I a professional host. You know, I'm just doing this on the side and not getting paid for it whatsoever. No, but if you'd like to support the show, the best way to support the show is spread the word. And also, if you want to support me as an artist and as a host, I am a lyricist. I've been doing music for a long time, and that is hip-hop. In an abstracter, more abstract form that has, you know, come through me over many years of filtration and just becoming the human being that I am. If you like to support me, I have a album. It's called Waking the Systemites. People Beyond is what I am a member of, and it is $11. I sell it as a CD, not downloaded music. I just don't want to support downloaded music. And yeah, it's hard to sell CDs, but at gigs, people still buy them. And people that really like the music, you know, give me a shoot me an email, stayrootsmusic@gmail.com, and I'll be able to work with you on that money order. I'll probably, you know, we'll work on the more of that. But yeah, I'll get you, including shipping from the Hawaiian Islands, $11, a copy of China Down Radio, and it just helps support me as an artist and as a host and all the things I'm trying to do, screenings for movies and everything that I'm trying to do to spread awareness and spread out the truth. Because I believe that is what I was put on Earth here to do. Much information has come to me. It's been able to come to me rather than me looking for it. And that's how my whole life has been. I never went out looking for things that have come to mind. I never went out going and trying to be somebody at all. It just all sort of fell into my lap. Synchronicity has brought me so much information and situations that I've been put in where it's like I couldn't possibly make this up. It just happens, and it's just part of the journey. The Journey is another series of shows on this show, Santa Down Radio. The series I label called The Journey Home. I've so far done 3 shows, and one of them with the guests that I'm trying to get on today, brother Frankie and AA. So hopefully we hear from them soon, and we can talk about that too. Or if you want to talk about it, you're hit listening live, come on and chant it down with me. We're just chatting it down here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on the Hawaiian Islands. And so, yeah, the Hawaiian Islands are an interesting place to live in. A lot of people don't seem to know about Hawaii if you have not been here, or even if you've been on vacation, you truly don't know a lot about Hawaii, because Hawaii is a different place to live in than to visit. It's, you know, vacation land is this facade of what Hawaii really is. And so I like to share that perspective too a little bit on the radio, because I think that it deserves some light and to understand the life that we live out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You know, people will say, oh, this is another state. it's not really just another state. It's a former, it's a stolen kingdom. Hawaiian Islands are not really alike, and they'll never be the mainland. And some people that move out here try to make it the mainland U.S., and it's never going to be that. It's its own thing. Hawaii has a whole different history, culture, and people than the rest of the United States. So it's its own thing. No, is it perfect? No. Is it paradise to live in? Not really, no. I can tell you honestly, it's not what a lot of people would think it's like to live here. It's hard to live in Hawaii. The reason why it's hard to live here is because it's expensive. It's become a rich man's paradise. And more people are coming out here like parasites and making this island chain crowded. And it is. It's very crowded. And on this island, Oahu, we are so dense. We have built this civilization on this little coastal plain here. And there's so many people. And traffic, believe it or not, is number one in the United States. Sometimes L.A. is worse than us, but we're right at that level of traffic. We have so many vehicles here on the island of Oahu that it's insane. We have somewhere around enough cars to wrap around the island, I've heard before, 8.5 times in a solid circle. And our traffic jams here are horrible. So it's not all paradise, no. And actually, it's quite the rat race here on Oahu, which is our main island. The other islands still have a lot more charm, but at the same time, they're starting to lose theirs too, which if AA gets on and shares with us, he's on the island of Maui, he always has some full chant downs over there to talk about how things have changed. And and we'll see, you know, when we get him on here, would be rather nice if he could share that, because he's been telling me a lot about that lately. But anyway, we continue on here. But the Hawaiian Islands are a place that have a unique history to them as well, and I think that a lot of people kind of need, it's good to know about, you know, it is an amazing place. We are, sometimes people say we're the navel of the planet. We are the crossroads of the Pacific. This is where on Earth East meets West. Everybody collides in one spot. And so it's sort of a place where all cultures have met and become a unique place. Another thing about the city of Honolulu is we have the America's highest diversity per capita. You could take a city like London, Sydney, New York, very diverse melting pots. Hawaii itself, beyond Honolulu, is a mixing bowl. Cultures have been marrying within here for around 200 years. So most people are mixed ancestry, and then the rest of everybody decided to move out here too in small, tiny bits. Even if it's just a few people from some country, they're all here. Everybody's here in little, tiny bits, and you don't find it unless you get invited to, say, a party, and everybody there is all of a sudden from Croatia or Germany, and you're like, oh, well, I didn't know there was Croatians here, and, you know, everybody's here in small bits. So it's a unique place on Earth, and I report from that, too. So chanting it down from chanting down in a unique way from a unique place. So I think it adds to the show a little bit, maybe for those that have never really thought much about the Hawaiian Islands. Now, if you got a chance to listen to episode 23, that was about the music that I do. That was about hip-hop itself. I decided to do a show on hip-hop culture and music that has come to me in my life, and how I got involved doing the music and how it comes out of me. And that show just shared a brief history on hip-hop, and there's so much more fleshing out a person can do on a subject like that. But I wasn't there really to, you know, go over every artist out there and make that the show. It was more about just sharing with you the way that the music meant me in my life, and how it comes out of me, as well as where it came from, and remembering where it came from, and just a little journey that it has taken me on. So if you haven't checked that out yet, it's a good show to check out, and a little different than some of the other shows that I do on my normal scheme of things, like the tentacles or the other things. So check that out, and check out the guests I've had that I've had on the show. I've had some real important guests that I think deserve light that maybe you've never heard of. I cover the underground. I'm an underground artist with music, and I also like to cover not only artists as in musicians. I also like to cover people that are covering the truth in the underground. I think the underground truth movement really has some important players. So if you haven't checked out, I believe it was episode 10, I had the filmmaker Max Egan on. And Max Egan is responsible for making three really powerful films, The Awakening, The Calling, and Transformation. Those three shows are movies are a must-see. So if you haven't seen those yet, check them out. And like I was saying earlier, Michael Murphy, I had him on episode 9. Check his two films out, and we'll have him probably on the show again soon, I imagine. And let's see. And then I've had the radio show host, Bob Tuskin. Bob Tuskin has his own show Monday through Friday on I can't remember what it's called, BTR. Just Google up Bob Tuskin. He's been doing his show a long time. Great guy. Chance It Down. That was episode 12, I believe. Yeah, so got him on here. Also had, of course, Freeman on just a few episodes back. And a friend, Sun Talk. If you haven't checked out episode 2, that was Sun Talk, who's a Qigong practitioner, a very awake mind, and important, I think, really important voice to listen to. And I'll have him back on again, too. So far, just a few guests, but important guests that all deserve light. So I should be throwing out websites, but since I don't have them in front of me, just Google up these names, I guess, and just go from there, and you will try to figure that part out. So that will give you there's a lot of stuff to listen to if you want, and really, you got to have some time on your hands to do that. So like I say, don't prioritize this show over your life, and just use it as a supplemental if you're going places and in the car or just all around. Just something to entertain you besides the normal crap out there. Because, I think a voice about chanting it down, and not just me, but anybody out there, it's important to keep in your mind, because not only is everybody caught up, those of us who are awake get caught up. We get caught up in our daily lives. We get caught up in the way that we live our lives, and just in the now, and we have to focus on the now. We can't focus on anything besides that. Usually multitasking is difficult, so sometimes you got to be focused on whatever it is, your job, but just remember that it's your job, and it's a distraction from real life here on earth. And just remember, just always good to have a fresh voice in your head telling you to chant it down. It's just the way that it can help you proceed through life and kind of detach from it, because that's the position of the People Beyond perspective, is a detached way of looking at the system from the outside. It's a way of checking it out from the outer side instead of the inner part, that has, you know, so much distraction. We're able to look outside the circle, if you want to say that. Just kind of helps the way of living life and not taking it too seriously and getting so stressed out and knowing that that's all it is, and knowing that we're humans and how much we take everything so personal. Oh, you're not good at your job today. Oh, you must be having a Monday. Oh, dumb. And you're not good at doing these things that aren't even really natural. This isn't the natural way of life this is a life that's been provided for us by a system that doesn't care about you, that doesn't love you. You're a number, you're a cog in the machine, and that's just it. But we can make ourselves unique, and we can throw a monkey wrench in this cog, in this machine, and we can still be human beings that think for ourselves. So listen to the last episode on schools. That'll kind of inspire that, hopefully, a little bit. So get into that one there. So let's see here. Let's take a little quick break here, and let me try to get in a hold of any of my guests so maybe I can get them on, and let's see what happens. And I'll be right back with you. Oh, yes. So, back again on Chant It Down Radio. Just a little interlude there, a little break from speaking so I could figure out what's happening with our guests. I think we'll be able to get at least one of our guests on and chant it down for a little bit. Things happen in communication, and I'm no better, so I don't hold it against anybody. This is a little show here on the internet. All I am is a man with a microphone that amplifies through the internet waves, and you hear me speak, and, you know, just doing it from a bedroom, basically, from an office. That's how we do it. You know, this is a homegrown show. This is no studio show. But hey, it's fun to be able to get out there and get in touch with the people of planet Earth and chanting it down. So here we are again. Just left you with a little instrumental of something that I created, I don't know, a while ago. It's just nothing special. I don't consider myself a producer. If you listen to the episode 23 I did with the music, I'm a lyricist, and I've always had producers or people that did things for me, but that was long ago when I actually could do music with friends, and now I don't have that really anymore because everybody got so busy in life and so consumed, and people have kids, which is more of a priority, and that's great. It's just that it's hard to fit in music because the artist isn't respected in this world, and it's not because of beautiful children. It's because the fact that we have to work. Next show, occupational hazards. Get right into that. So that's just it. We are fully trying to do what we can here, and I'm trying to do what I can, and the music that I do, so like I say, I'm no producer. So if you are a producer and you happen to catch this show and you want to, you know, donate any instrumentals to me, I will try to fulfill them with lyrical talent. And that's something that I can do for sure. I'm not too good in the system. You know, I'm no worker, but I am good at my artistic side and creative side and ability to just sort of do whatever comes through me, channels through me, and that's kind of just, I become a vessel and channel information, and you know, I do songs on many topics, but oftentimes it comes back to the chant down, because we can talk about little things that are kind of insignificant and just kind of fun, and music needs that too, lighthearted fun, but it also deserves it also deserves the chant down. It gives us some insight, because music allows people to maybe first time just listen to and nod their head to it or whatever. The second time, the lyrics may integrate into somebody's mind, and then they go, oh, wow, yeah, okay, I see what you're talking about, or something like that. And so that's kind of what where I find music helpful. But music also is for dancing. It's for a lot of things. So it's for you know, different listening experiences, and journeys through music are important. But looks like we got our good friend of the show, Brother Frankie, online. Let's see if he is over here. Roots, double, Brother Frankie.
Roots, aloha.
Roots, aloha. How you stay today, man?
Very good, very good. Enjoying the new year, whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that mean, really? Is it a year? It's just some piece of time that man put in front of us to say, hey, this marks the new year.
Right. Well, it's what keeps us in the third dimension, time. You know? So
yeah.
You know, it keeps us kind of stuck in a third dimension of, oh, that's right, a whole other year. We have a whole other, you know, going through all this stuff, you know what I mean? And and realistically, I mean, at least for me, you know, my new year starts with the solstice on the 21st, the 22nd of December, you know? So, and again, it's just like, I don't know, you know,
really?
The Earth always goes cycles, but right as I tuned in, I kind of heard you talking about music and stuff like that, and, you know, extremely, extremely healing. You know, music is something that, you know, we've had for however long, you know what I mean? And it's just, you know, you got, like, the sound healing, and then, you know, what we've been getting into, too, maybe, is, like, the didgeridoo, and then I think the Hong drum and just like, you know, all these amazing tools of music that are so, so healing. And, yeah, you know, it's super important. I think, you know, when I was in school, I'm sure probably the same for you, there was definitely a music program in school, you know, and that was one of my favorite classes. I didn't really like school too much. When music came around, it was like, oh, cool, we can play with some instruments, we can make some sounds and get a little beats going and stuff, you know. And now they don't really have any of that going in the school system and stuff like that. It's just sad, you know. I think that music is an extremely important part of who we are, you know what I mean? There's something that is so amazing when you're around a group of friends, and whether it be a guitar playing or whether it be somebody making beats and everybody just singing around together. It's so healing and so amazing, you know. And you got that, and you got, like, you know, didgeridoo and these other amazing, amazing musical instruments that are just so, so, so healing, you know what I mean? It's funny for me, I can go through a day and be a little bit down, and all of a sudden you hear some good music, and it just, you know, kind of takes you right back up again, you know. So music is totally medicine, for sure.
Oh, for sure. It's medicine. And, you know, like, you got me thinking about schools. I just did the last show. It's a full chant down of schools from kindergarten all the way through college. I just got into a full chant down of how they create repeaters out of a system of where people go to school. And now that they've taken the arts, which are the only things that are sort of right brain and creative out of school, it's just full on work. It's not even like, it's not even fun, and recess is shorter. It's insane.
It's totally insane. Well, what they're doing is they're programming the kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, one of your songs, you know, you said it pretty good. It's repetitive programming. You know what I mean? That David Icke part or whatever, you know, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're repetitively programming you to use this certain side of your brain, and that way when you get out into the real world, that's all you know how to use is this side of your brain. You don't know how to be in the moment. You don't know how to appreciate these certain things because you've been so taught to worry about what happened yesterday and what's going to happen tomorrow. You know what I mean? And that's what school teaches. It's all about, you know, always thinking about stuff that doesn't make sense at all, you know. And to me, it's like the school life. Like, take these kids out into the jungle. Take these kids out to show them how to, you know, grow their own food and stuff like that. You know, it's like that should be taught in kindergarten, elementary, is how to, you know, grow your own food, you know. And I see with my kids, you know what I mean? They're already so attuned to it, and they love coming out in the garden. They love being a part of the plants and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just a, you know, school is the ultimate, it's the ultimate programming. It's a part of the system, and that's how they get everybody into their agenda. They start it when they're young. And, you know, it's the same thing as what, you know, the Americans always want to demonize, like, Nazis and Hitler and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But they're doing the same exact thing, if not worse. And are you ready for this, Brother Sean? Really quick,
sure.
Sorry to change subjects with you really quick, but I had a good friend of mine go out to California. And, you know, one of his really good friends that he grew up with is one of the biggest almond farmers in the state of California. And I don't know if you know, but the state of California basically produces about 95% of the world's almonds. And they are monocropping the crap out of it. They're spraying pesticides all over this stuff. They're shipping these every February right around Valentine's Day. It's the single biggest pollination in the whole entire year. They're taking bees from North Dakota, Pennsylvania, you know, all over the East Coast, North Carolina, Florida, and they're driving them all the way across country to come and to pollinate these almonds, you know, fields, because they have hundreds of thousands of acres of just all almonds, so nothing else can sustain life there, so they have to bring in these bees, you know, and they ship them across country, and as they're shipping them across, you know, a lot of them die, and they have to feed them with high fructose corn syrup, which is just like the epitome of giving a bee, the creator of the ultimate sweetener, giving them high fructose corn syrup. You know, it's just like, I mean, could we really shit on the bees anymore? Anyways, though, so now after all the almonds are completely done, it is a law in the United States of America that every single almond has to be pasteurized. So there's two different ways of pasteurizing them. One way is they either gas it, basically like what not the Hitler, or excuse me, what the you know, Nazis would do to the Jewish when they would bring them into the to the showers and stuff like that, and they would gas them. They're using basically the same gases which Monsanto and these gnarly chemical corporations have, and they're gassing all the almonds to pasteurize them, and that is a cheaper way to do them. So basically, all the almonds that you get in the store, organic or not, have all been pasteurized by gnarly gases. which blew my mind. Blew my fucking mind. You know, and I always thought that it was a, you know, because there's, you know, of course there's another way to just heat them. You know what I mean? But that's too expensive. You know what I mean? So, yeah, basically all the almonds you're getting, whether they call it organic or not, have all been, you know, gassed with gnarly poisonous gas. You know, and I just learned of this last night, and I was a little pissed. You know?
Yeah, that's just one more thing you can't really buy.
Right, right. You know, basically where we're at now is that, you know, just because I love bees too, you know what I mean? And we're done with buying almonds, you know what I mean? No more. I can't support that anymore. You know, I can't support them spraying the gases on, you know, to pasteurize them. I can't support them bringing the bees all the way across country and, you know, having those things being sprayed with pesticides and feeding them high fructose corn syrup. So I just really, really had to chant down the whole almond California farmers because they are...
Chant them down.
Chant them down, you know, so...
Jeez.
Trying to kind of go from school to almonds, you know, kind of definitely two polar things going on here, you know, but... Yeah, you know, I just kind of learned about last night, and it just was something that really kind of blew my mind, you know. And, you know, I also was talking with another beekeeper on Bina, who's a good friend of mine. You know, they're basically talking, and he's going to UH Manoa for beekeeping and stuff like that. And they're basically, with their teachers and stuff, are basically talking that we're looking at, you know, Hawaii and maybe like Western Australia, probably being the only two places in the world that bees will be able to survive, you know, because everywhere else in the world, they're getting so nailed by the pesticides and the chemtrails and everything else, and hives are just dwindling down, you know, and stuff. And yeah, basically they're saying that, like, you know, right now it's, you know, it's basically like Maui, Big Island, and then, like, you know, parts of Western Australia that really don't have any of these diseases that, you know, the bees have everywhere else in the world and stuff like that, you know, and where the populations are just completely disappearing and stuff, you know. So I mean, it's crazy to think that you know, we might be the only place in the world that has bees, you know, at some point, which is kind of a sad thought, you know.
That really is, and that's, I know that it, that you take that out of the food chain or whatever, it collapses so much. So once we lose the bees, I've heard before, we lose so much with that. It's sad. It really is, and that's the state we're living in, the state of things, and people would rather go watch some reality show and put their thumb up their butt all day, and that's it, pretty much, you know. It's crazy,
right,
that people aren't thinking about their lives, their futures on planet Earth and the future of planet Earth. It's just they're focused on the now, but they're not really focused on the now either. They're focused on fluff. On
right.
Crap.
Well, that's I like to call that the Hollywood mind control. It's Hollywood mind control.
Mind control.
You know,
I love that song.
They use Hollywood and the media as a means to keep everybody distracted. You know what I mean? And they'll put out like an Avatar movie, and everybody goes and watches it and goes, "Oh my God, those poor Avatar people!" And they don't realize that we're the sky people that are coming in and actually completely destroying the Earth. You know what I mean? So they'll watch these movies and they'll feel in their hearts a little bit, but they don't realize they can't, you know, put it into their own lives and see, you know what I mean? It's the full Hollywood mind control. That's the veil that, you know, Hollywood and the media and the propaganda puts over everybody, you know what I mean? And it is, you know, I think we talked about on one of the shows, you know, the layers go deep, man, deep, you know? It's like,
oh, yeah,
to unravel a lot of these people, man, that's a lot of layers you have to take off, you know what I mean? It's like, where do you start with them, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing on the show, is I'm doing this unraveling, I call the system tentacles. You just kind of pull off each one and go, oh, that's not good, that's bullshit, okay, this one,
right.
Oh, no, not good. And trying to see who we really are as humans beyond all this bullshit, you know. And hopefully people can kind of get inspired by that, you know, I don't know. But, yeah,
right.
So far I've chanted down media, food, alcohol, genocide, and wasteoid culture. Another one I did was excitotoxins, so all the MSG, fluoride, all that, aspartame, and the wealth industry and schools.
You know that nowadays they have 15 different words for monosodium glutamate. They went in, the FDA went in,
yep,
and they approved, and they created 15 new words that are monosodium glutamate, and a couple of them are actually start with like cocoa something. You know, they actually sound like halfway decent names, but they're monosodium glutamate. You know,
like a word like,
you know,
spices.
We're even beyond words. You know, the FDA and these companies, they want to just completely trick everybody. You know what I mean? If you go to the store and any Frito Lay's or any of those major brands, Doritos, or any time that they're ever claiming natural, the funny thing about that is that the natural is they're actually using way gnarlier chemicals than the MSG, you know, because of course they've created newer ones and, you know, more, you know, even deeper ones and stuff like that. And so basically any of these brands are claiming,
yep,
natural, you know, if they're using monosodium glutamate or the gnarlier, you know, whatever that's gnarlier than that, you know what I mean? So it's just,
yep,
it, you know, really to me it comes down to having clean air, clean water, and good food. You know what I mean? And when you take away those three, which have been completely taken away from everybody, you know what I mean? There's a problem there. You know what I mean? And it's time to see that, you know what I mean? And wake up, you know? And, you know, I think those are the three rights that everybody has is clean air, clean water, and, you know, and access to good food, you know? And it seems like where can you really get that at this point, you know? And we're gonna jump around here really quick again, but I watched the Chemtrail movie. What the heck are they, or what the bleep are they spraying or whatever? I'm not sure if you got to watch that.
Yeah, what in the world with Michael Murphy show, right?
And your Chemtrail song 100% needs to be a part of that video, for sure.
No, really.
But you know, I mean, anyways, you know, a lot of the stuff I already kind of knew, but it was just crazy to rewatch it again and kind of just see and to watch these bioengineers, whatever these guys want to call themselves, and just to see, God, the angle of what they're coming from. You know what I mean? Because I want to hear it out of their mouths, what these guys are saying. You know what I mean? And just, gosh, the angle that these guys are coming from and how they always want to try to say that they're saving the world. And see that, you know, that whole global warming thing, you know, with the whole Al Gore thing and that whole propaganda on that. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm sure the world in some parts is warming up, and I'm sure it's getting colder in other places. You know, the Earth's always going through cycles, just like we go through cycles, you know. But this whole, global warming, you know what I mean, and the whole propaganda behind that is just such bullshit, you know what I mean? And it's so funny that, you know, the reality of it is that global warming and all that stuff is all created by us, humans, the biggest pest on Earth, you know what I mean? And instead of us just going, you know, instead of all the people up high and everybody going, holy shit, look what we have done. Like, it's time to fucking maybe do something completely opposite of what we're doing, because where we're going is into complete pure destruction, you know what I mean? Instead of doing that, these guys go, no, we're going to fucking manipulate it more. We're going to go and control the weather now. We're going to go and spray this stuff because now we can't allow the sun to come into the air because it's going to heat up the land too much, you know what I mean? So we got to block it with these aluminum particles so that way you can't see the sun. And we all know vitamin D, an extremely important vitamin, which you get from the sun, you know. And so when these guys block out the sun and do these certain things like that, it's just, you know, it's really humans have gone to the lowest possible levels they possibly can, you know what I mean, to try to manipulate things like that, you know what I mean? And I don't understand how the Christians and the Catholics and the fucking Mormons and all these fucking religions who stand behind their God so deeply and that, you know, you can't touch certain things, and if they understood what these guys are doing and how they're trying to manipulate and play God and play these certain people, you know, I can't believe the religions and these churches don't have an outrage, you know, because I've had a couple talks with certain people that are definitely deep in the church and, you know, started telling them, and they're once they started realizing that, they're fucking blown away, you know, and going, holy shit, like, are you kidding me? You know, and I'm going, no, like, look up, you know what I mean? Like, pay attention, see, you know, and they're just going, wow, you know, so, you know, I think it's definitely, you know, the message is starting to get out there. People are starting to wake up. You know, really now, it's like, what do you do with that, you know?
You have to apply it each to everybody's life, has to apply it to themselves and go, what can I do? Because, like, the preacher, maybe you're talking to a preacher, or just for an example, like, well, he has a whole audience. If he was able to, you know, I don't understand, like, a lot of these religious people either, because it's like they're stuck in these cul-de-sacs. You know, like they're blinded. Then yeah, they should be furious. They should be like throwing these sermons that are like, wake up, look, they're spraying the sky. You know, but no, they're just sort of stuck. Like, oh well, God's gonna make us a new planet, and don't worry about it. It's like, well, no, this is where you're living right now.
right, exactly. You know, I mean, you know. So funny, yeah, you know, because there's definitely, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I like to call it a universal love, a universal energy. I definitely believe that there's a higher power out there. You know, I don't use the God word, like, a lot of words get, or a lot of wars get created over that, you know what I mean? But there's definitely a higher source out there and a higher power, you know what I mean? And I think we all have felt that before. You know? And, you know, but I think to kind of go, you know, of course, it's great to kind of, like, leave, you know, a lot of it up to the spirit and just go, you know, I'm going to let the universe take care of it. But there's also another part where it's like, no, get off your fucking ass and start doing something, you know what I mean? Like, you know, don't just sit at home and think that the universe is going to completely just take care of everything and all you got to do is just keep taking bong toasts and hang out and you'll be fine, you know? It's like, no, get out, get active, do some stuff, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean you have to be the complete rebel. But it means, you know, getting out and being a little active in your community, being, you know, meeting your neighbors, meeting the people around you, starting to grow your own food, and you're starting to localize within your community, because that's, to me, is really where, that's the only way that I see it out, is that we all localize and, you know, we get into communities again, you know what I mean? We start uniting because people in power, you know, or excuse me, you know, when we have a you know, mass of people, you know what I mean? The power that is created by that is just amazing, you know what I mean? And I believe we're just like the beehive, you know, humans are like a super colony, you know what I mean? We're meant to work together, the mass of us. We're not meant to work against each other, like how the system has us so pitted against each other, you know, blacks, whites.
Yeah.
It's poor, you know, all the segregation and separation on so many levels. And, I mean, it goes, the separation and segregation goes so deep on so many, I mean, it even goes down to your own football team. You like the Raiders, I like the San Francisco Giants.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just like, they've got it, they've got people so down to the T, it's amazing, you know what I mean? To the point where people want to fight each other over a baseball team or a fucking football team or whatever, you know what I mean? And they don't realize that, you know, we're just getting so far away from the point. You know what I mean? We need to come together. You know what I mean? All these professional sports teams and stuff like that are just a joke. You know what I mean? These guys are just really kind of portraying the illusion even more themselves, too. You know what I mean? And it's just like...
Yeah.
You know,
oh, what a distraction anyway. You know, what a distraction. And just shallowness and foolishness that people get caught in, you know, to just polarize each other further. I don't... You know, I like to chant it. That's why we got to chant all that down and laugh at it and look, you know. I like to say, like, take a few steps backwards, put it on its head, and chant it down.
Right. And then after you chant it down, you know, for me, the one thing, you know, because I've been definitely it's been an emotional time for me lately, you know what I mean? I know you heard about, you know, getting burned and all that stuff, you know. And, it's been an emotional time for me, you know what I mean? And there's just definitely, you know, the stuff in the air, of course, the holidays and stuff, you know, and it's real easy to get into like a negative spiral, you know, and the one thing
sure.
I noticed in life, not the thing I noticed with all this stuff, is like once you start learning all this information, it's real easy to take that and just get angry and just go, what the fuck, and then you get in this negative spiral, you know what I mean, and the one thing
you don't
want to
do that.
Right, no, not at all, and the one thing, and I've been so blessed with a couple people have always taught me, and then I've, you know, finally been starting to put into work that works so much is the thank you breath. You know what I mean? And just going through the list of just being grateful and thanking. You know, because when you come from that state, you open yourself back up to the universe, you know, being able to help you back out again. You know, when you come from that downward spiral of negativity, you close yourself off to all the opportunities that life has to present to you. You know what I mean? And when you come from the gratitude breath and the thank you, and it's funny because you can start off however you want. Thank you, sky. Thank you, air. Thank you, water. Thank you, trees. Thank you, grass. Thank you, mom. Thank you, dad. Thank you, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, you know, AA. Thank you, Loomis. Thank you, you know, thank you, kids. And if you start going down a list, and all of a sudden, you know, and you just keep going, and all of a sudden, you know, about 60 seconds into it, you kind of come to the state where you're just like, you completely forget about whatever else was around you, you know what I mean? And I think that's, you know, a really big key in today, because it's so easy to get caught up in it all, you know what I mean? I definitely think that that's why, you know, of course, I think the system kind of course they want that, you know what I mean? They want you to kind of get caught up in it, too. They're like, hey, you know what? If we can't control these guys, if we can't get them to be a drones and a clone, we're just going to fucking extremely piss them off, because they'll get on the same page as drones and the clones, you know what I mean? So to me, it's about that balance, the middle way, the way of the true warrior, you know what I mean? And the way of the warrior has nothing to do with going to war or fighting anybody, you know what I mean? It has everything to do with, you know, your own self, you know, and finding that that middle path through it all. But, yeah, the gratitude breath is this, I think, is so important, you know what I mean? When we come from a state of gratitude, you know what I mean, that, you know, it's just so, you open yourself back up, you know what I mean? And being where we're at, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, there is so much to be grateful for, you know what I mean? And
for
you
sure,
know, just kind of
sure.
You know what I mean? And using that as a tool, you know what I mean? Because that really is an amazing tool for all of us nowadays, because it's so easy sometimes to really get caught up in it all, you know what I mean? Of course, in this day and age, it's kind of, it really is the only thing that kind of makes sense is to get caught up in it just because of what's going on, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's like you really got to take that extra step to not, you know what I mean? To just kind of see it for what it is, like you said, laugh at it, you know what I mean? And then, get back into gratitude, you know what I mean? And then also, you know, be the change that you want to see, you know what I mean? Really, everybody taking it into their own hands, you know what I mean? And not worrying about what your neighbor is going to do. Is he going to do this or what's he going to do? No. You do what you feel is right, you know what I mean? And, hey, if you feel like, you know, poisoning the earth and doing these certain things are right, I mean, that's your own karmic baggage to deal with, you know what I mean? You know, it's like you can't, you know, sometimes we become such judgmental on everything, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, it's really refreshing to kind of sometimes just step back and not, you know what I mean, not judge it. You know,
right.
It's the only thing you can really be is a judge of your own self. And, I, you know, I speak for myself on this one, but I have so much to work on my own self, too, you know what I mean? So just having those reflections, are, and they're amazing, you know what I mean? I think it's so important to have your own reflection of your own self and be able to, just as much as you're going to chant it all down, be able to also chant yourself down a little bit and see where the areas that you need to work on, you know what I mean? And you know, being open to that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, if you're going to, you can't always point a finger, because when you point a finger, you know what I mean, there's three pointing right back at you. And usually a lot of things that, you know, as far as in, like, certain people that kind of turn me a little bit sour or whatever, it's usually certain things that in my own self that I do, you know what I mean? So it's just deep reflections. And I think, you know, having those reflections of your own self, too, are super important, because it's real easy to want to go out and try to change the world and change everything else, you know, but then you forget about your own self. And there's so much to change in our own self. And I like the one sticker where it says, you know, think globally, act locally. You know what I mean? I almost like, you know, think globally, act in your backyard, you know, or act right with you, you know? And
yeah,
I think that's really important nowadays, you know?
That's correct. You touched on something that really, like got me thinking, you know, like you were saying about how people are, they start getting pissed off, and then they start getting really angry, but what, that is still keeping them in the same vibrational frequency as the systemites, as the, you know, the people get stuck in this frequency. They don't care if you're mad or you're happy. They just want to keep you in the same vibrational frequency. And I remember when I started to awaken some of my friends I used to do music with and stuff, and we would talk, and they started to get angry to the next level about things, where they wanted guns and they wanted to start changing the world with guns. And I was like, whoa, you know, I was thinking in my head, like, something's not quite right with this, but I can't figure out. I understand the anger, I understand, but what it is people become the people that they wanted to fight against. They start to become
right.
Those violent oppressors. They you know, that's not going to change anything. It's stuck in that physical, vibrational, five-sense reality, like David Icke says. And
right.
That's just it. We got to be thankful, too, like you're saying. You know, going and you know, because when something tragic happens, like to yourself, you know, you were talking about the tragedy, and then, like, or if you almost lose a loved one, that puts things into reality. And you go, wow, this is, you know, I'm just thankful for this life right now. And it's like we need to stay in that all the time and not just get too caught up in, you know, like burning up with anger or all those
right.
emotions that keep us locked down.
Right. Well,
frequency-wise.
I like how you talked about, I like how, you know, what you said, too, about the energy. It's basically the same energy. You know, even I think, you know, you said it earlier where, you know, what are we? You know what I mean? What we are is energy. You know what I mean? Everything is
yeah.
energy, you know? And when you have the anger and that kind of stuff, because you got to think about it. I mean, these people that work the 9-to-5 and do their own thing, I mean, to a certain point, they got to be angry, too. They don't really get to live life. You know what I mean? They're maybe sad, depressed, or whatever it be, but if they're on that same vibrational frequency, which is a very low vibrational frequency, you know, and so yeah, when you come with the anger and stuff, you're the same card, just the flip side of it. You know what I mean? You're the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, how can you wanna do something right but be angry? You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And I think, you know, it's about not, you know, we can't fight anything. Like, we gotta get away from that. We gotta just start, you know, putting the stuff that we wanna see happen. You know what I mean? Instead of going against Monsanto, you know what I mean? Why just not grow your own food and grow organically food, you know what I mean? Instead of trying to go against Monsanto or trying to go against, you know, like, why try to go against corporate America? You know what I mean? They're a fucking huge beast. You can't really
right.
directly go against these guys. You just stop, you know, stop filling up gas, stop driving a car. Slowly but surely, make these steps to be self-sustainable. If that's what you truly want, which is for me, that's what I truly want. So I'm making the steps, you know, to become
right.
self-sustainable. So I don't have to depend on, you know, the system, our gasoline, or the grocery store, any of this stuff for my own, you know, health or any of that. I have everything that I need right here, you know what I mean? And that's my reflection, because for me, you know, it definitely irritates me about what's going on with, you know, the you know, chemical corporations and then even the gasoline companies and, you know, really quick with the gasoline companies, I mean, I'm not sure if you know this or this is for everybody else out there, but ethanol. What is ethanol? You know what ethanol is?
Well, is it they can make it out of things like I know, like corn and
right. Well,
yeah.
Ethanol, exactly. So ethanol basically is made out of corn. What is,
right.
you know, America's fields, I think it was like 95% of America's fields are all genetically modified corn, maybe even a little bit more than that. So now they're cutting the gasoline with ethanol, which is genetically modified corn that is now going inside of your gasoline. So now you can go to the store and every gas pump, and it depends in certain states, every state has different laws. And I know Hawaii, you can have up to 15% ethanol, and it'll say on the gasoline and stuff like that. So now, you know, you're filling up your car. And it's funny because everybody, you'll see on, like, certain cars, like newer ones, it's like, oh, flex fuel. It can go ethanol, and it's like the green way or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's like people don't even realize that it's like, oh, you know, it's so funny how they can trick everybody so easily, you know what I mean, to thinking like, oh,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's ethanol. It's from corn. It's a renewable energy, you know what I mean? It's like, no. That's genetically modified. There was a lot of pesticides that were sprayed to create that. You know what I mean? And, like, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just so funny, the trickery and the deception, the deceiving that goes on. You know what I mean? And that's why I think it's really important to stay in your heart space. You know what I mean? Stay in your heart space, stay in gravity, because you'll be able to decipher and to see that and to be able to, you know, go, oh, wait, ethanol, no way. You know what I mean? I'm not going to throw. And, you know, on Maui right now, there's two different gas stations serve 100% pure gasoline, you know what I mean? So for me, I go, I'm not going to fill up my car. And it's actually, you know, a couple of people I know are really good mechanics, and they're saying now that, you know, cars are having a lot more problems going on with them because of the ethanol. Cars are not
right.
made to run on ethanol, you know? So they're having
yep.
all these problems with them and stuff like that, you know? So it's just, you know, it's just funny the trickery that goes on. But I think, again, you know what I mean, all, you know, really just staying in your heart space, you know, keeping your vibration high, and you'll be able to kind of just, you know, bob around through all that, and it's all just a joke. At the end of the day, it's all just a joke, you know what I mean? And it's funny because I was talking about this with my friend last night, because, you know, he's talking about, like, you know, what if shit hits the fan, or what if blah, blah, and, you know, and a part of me last night was kind of like, oh, because, I mean, there was a time, don't get me wrong, where I was like, God, any day now, you know what I mean, this shit's going to crumble, you know what I mean, or who knows, you know, but it's just like, oh, you know what I mean, ah, you know, it's just like, you know, I mean, who knows? All you can do is just live your, you know, life every, you know, every moment, every breath, you know, and that's all you can really do, you know. But, I mean, I do believe at some point that what, you know, the system that's being created right now, the foundation, I mean, there's no way it can't completely crumble. You know what I mean? It almost seems like they
yeah.
kind of set up a way to do that, especially here in America. You know, it almost seems like, you know, I hear we're going to hop on the other side of things right now, but it almost seems like, you know, they're kind of setting America up, you know, to be like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, to have the fall in America, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, I think we all kind of understand nowadays, you know, because it's easy to kind of go, oh, America, America, oh, Obama, this and that. But it's like, you know what, those guys are all just puppets for these world leaders, you know what I mean? You can't
yes.
pin and go, oh, Russia, oh, China. Oh, this or that. It's the world leaders that are behind all of that. You know what I mean? And everybody that you see, as far as in the media, that's all just puppets. I mean, those guys have no control over anything. They're just getting put on the media. Obama, full puppet. You know what I mean? These guys
for sure.
are nobody. You know what I mean? It's the world, it's the powers behind them that are the ones that are really, you know, kind of creating this whole madness to go on. But, you know, part of me does feel like they're kind of trying to set up America, you know, to really have it all kind of crumble down in America. And who knows? And, of course, the way that things are going, you know what I mean? It seems like they're kind of setting up World War III, if you want to call it, you know what I mean? Again, so I kind of hop on the other side of things here right now, but, you know,
oh.
I do kind of see that's where it feels like they're kind of doing certain things right now to kind of get that going, you know?
Yeah, do you see, like, I know because we're on that subject, I was going to ask you anyway on the show, where do you see things going in 2014? Do you see things... you know, where do you see the world heading? Because I see those same things you're talking about, and I think us as wake people sort of are like the buffer for when shit hits the fan, and we're got all these people around us like, well, what are we gonna do? I think we're gonna be kind of like the buffer for that. So where do you see things in 2014 coming from, yourself?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like. I see the balance of it all going on. You know, I definitely see, like, you know, the government and these world powers like that definitely really putting through their agenda, you know what I mean, and really tightening the
yep.
reins as far as things. But what I've seen that's been so true is that as they do these certain things and as they try to tighten the reins more, people start to wake up more. You know what I mean? They start to go, holy shit, like, wait, they're actually implementing fucking computer chips into people's hands. Holy shit, I'm a church person, and that's the mark of the beast. That's what it says directly in the Bible. And all of a sudden, these church people go, holy fuck, like, mark of the beast it is. And they turn around and they go, fuck this. You know what I mean? We're not, we're no. You know what I mean? So I think, to me, I see the balance of it happening. I feel like, yeah, you know, I feel like definitely just as much as we're going to probably see some pretty extreme things go on one side of things, I think we'll also see on the flip side of things the extreme, extremely, you know, other side of it, too. And, I, you know, the one thing I like to think of, too, is that, you know, I like to think of our intergalactic family. You know what I mean? That, you know, here on planet Earth, this is just one planet Earth. You know what I mean? There's a whole intergalactic family out there. And when you really open yourself up to that, you know what I mean? I believe that, yeah, there's a lot else going on out in the universe and stuff like that. There's a lot of other powers, if you want to call it, that are also coming to help. You know what I mean? And there is help. You know, there's a lot of help, you know what I mean, out there. You know what I mean? It's just like, it, to me right now, it's like the ultimate, like meditation practice. You know what I mean? Being able to kind of really be in the storm, but really kind of just like the storm, finding the eye of it and being right in the eye of it because, you know, everybody knows that about, you know, the gnarliest storms. If you get into the eye of it, that's the calmest part of it. You know what I mean? So I think that's really, you know, finding that eye of the storm. And, you know, it's not too hard to find. You know what I mean? Use your breath. Use the gratitude. You know, your grit, you know, and being thankful and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You'll find yourself right in that calmness of it. But if you don't, you know, you're going to easily get sucked right into the hurricane that's going on with everything. You know what I mean? So it's totally the ultimate practice of what's going on right now. The ultimate, you know, practice of staying in the moment, you know what I mean, staying right here and just being conscious and aware. And I believe that, you know, hey, if shit hits the fan and stuff like that happens, you know, and you never know what can happen. Who knows? Maybe our intergalactic fan will come down and beam us up, Scotty. You know what I mean? Who knows? You know what I mean? It's infinite. You know what I mean? Really, I believe more of what's going on right now is that it's infinite stuff is really possibilities of really being able to happen. If you really open yourself up to that and really put forth what you want, and it will be able to happen for you. You know what I mean? So, again, I think just staying in the grateful breath and not worrying about what these world leaders or whatever you want to call these guys do, because they're going to continue to push their agenda. That's what they do. You know what I mean? It's pretty clear. You know what I mean? And we have the choice to be a part of that agenda or to not. You know what I mean? And I think just, you know, being conscious and being aware, you know, we're so blessed to have that, to have this awareness that we have. And I think, you know, it's a beautiful time to be on here on planet Earth in this humanoid body, you know, part of this consciousness. Because I feel like, you know, we're definitely moving to you know, a higher consciousness. There's no doubt about it. And I definitely think there's probably, you know, certain energy beings that might not go that way, which is fine, you know what I mean? But I believe that the majority of us, and it could be a galactic, you know, we're moving to a, you know, a higher consciousness and a higher place of being, you know what I mean? And that's a beautiful, awesome, beautiful thing, because I feel like where we're at now, it definitely is pretty low, you know? But hey, when you hit rock bottom, all you got to do is go up from there, you know? So that's the positive of where we're at now, is that all we got to do now is to go up, is higher in consciousness, more in awareness, and more in love, you know what I mean? And open your heart and use your breath, and you'll be fine, you know?
Hey, let me see who this caller is here. I've got another caller online. you're on the air on Chant It Down Radio.
Hello, my name's Uncle B. And I love your show. Can you hear me?
Say again?
Hello. My name's Uncle B, and I'm a fisherman, and I love your show. And I sometimes come to your show and listen to it while I'm fishing. And
nice.
I got me a new raincoat, and I'm sitting here inside on my computer wearing my raincoat just in case I get wet somehow. And I got my hoodie on, and I'm sitting here with my headphones on listening, and I'm jacking off at the same time. It's multitasking. Know what I mean?
Wow. Well, good luck with that. Keep on chanting yourself down, all right?
The niggers is all the problem here. You got to get rid of the niggers.
All right. That guy is fully fried.
So you cut him off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, thank God we didn't have AA on the show today.
Oh, wow. Wow, that guy was warped.
That would have spun AA out right there, you know. Holy shit.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm going to tell you, bro, I've always said this with AA and stuff like that, too. Like, You know, I mean, you know, like for me growing up out here in the islands, so, you know, I'm a white kid, so I grew up as a minority. You know what I mean? And I understand what the blacks and these colored people went through. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And it turns me such a, like, can put up the hair on the back of my neck when I hear somebody say something about black people or any people of color or anything of that matter. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know,
for
like,
sure.
What the fuck, you know? Like, holy shit, man, you know?
That guy is just a troll, you know? That's
well,
all
I
he's
mean,
doing is perpetuating the dumb.
Oh, I mean, perpetuating the ultimate dumb. You know what I mean? The ultimate dumb of trying to blame it on a race. Oh, it's the black people. Or, oh, it's there. You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? Like, who the fuck? We're all brothers and sisters. Wake the fuck up. You know what I mean? And to me, it's really those people like that that are really the ones that are holding us back more than anything. You know what I mean? Because this is the one thing I truly believe is that humans, we're a team. You know what I mean? And I grew up playing team sports my whole life, soccer, baseball, basketball, football, and everything. You know, in a team sport, they always taught you that you were only as good as your weakest player. You know what I mean? And I believe that's so true in human consciousness is that we're only as good as that fucking idiot right there that just called in. You know what I mean? Because we're all connected and we're all one. You know what I mean? And, you know, when somebody like that that's connected to this consciousness grid has that kind of consciousness, it kind of brings us down a little bit. So I think it's so important that we wake those people up to see, you know, the love of it all, you know what I mean, and to realize that we're all a part of one big team here, you know what I mean? And you can't say anybody, you know, we all need to kind of love each other and to nurture each other and to, you know, and to really be a part of each other, not try to blame any one race or whatever it be, you know what I mean? You know, so that right there is kind of, you know, really kind of brings me back to the reality of the situation that we live in today. There's totally people like that. You know what I mean?
That's
sitting inside.
Why we're where we are.
Jacking off to a fucking show that we're talking about some good stuff and wanting to blame it on the black people. Like, right? You know, that guy is extremely conscious.
You know what? I'd like to do somebody like that, and it's all in love. But I would take him naked, and I would throw him in, like, maybe like South Central Los Angeles or Oakland or somewhere like that, or and just see what happens in a black neighborhood, and just, you know, see where he goes when he's so frightened and so scared and he's naked and he's going to go to anybody for help, and, you know, he's going to have to go to his fellow human beings for help because he's naked. And he's in an area of the people that he hates the most. So I'd really like to see, you know, what would happen to someone like that. You know, they got to be humbled before they, like say, go rock bottom before they go anywhere else. So, I mean, that's the perpetuation of the dumb we see is this guy like that. And just, like, what a waste of time to sit and listen to a show when we're talking about fully, you know, conscious things and chanting it down and still come up with, like, that to say, you know.
Right. Well, you know, again, it definitely kind of, for me, what I see is that it definitely kind of puts, at least for me, back in the perspective of, you know, the humanoids of the brothers and sisters that we're dealing with nowadays. Because really, that is our brother. You know what I mean? Even though you know, I don't really, sometimes you don't like your brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the truth of it. You know what I mean? And so for me, it kind of just puts in the reality again about kind of what we're dealing with. You know what I mean? Just as much as I want to talk about, wow, yeah, there's a lot of people waking up. Wow, there's a lot of people, you know, making some really conscious efforts. There's a lot of people like jackass like that who aren't, you know what I mean, who are doing the polar opposite, who are, you know, so, you know, it kind of just, for me, it almost puts it back into perspective a little bit. But, you know, again, I believe in karma, you know what I mean, in actions. You will reap what you sow, you know what I mean? And, you know, I've never been to two deeps of the ghettos and stuff like that, but I've definitely been to some pretty, you know, gnarly places and stuff like that. And, oh, let me tell you, those people would eat somebody up like that guy. You know what I mean? So he'll get his karma. You keep walking around with that kind of attitude, you know what I mean? You'll, in a world like it is today, you'll get eaten up very, very, very soon, you know? So,
right.
You know, I mean, it just kind of, again, for me, it puts things into reality, at least where what we're dealing with. You know, it's funny, on planet Earth, you can have the most extremely conscious person who sees it all, and you have a jackass like that who doesn't even have a clue, you know. So, I don't know. It's the spectrum of reality that we're dealing with right now, you know. And, it's just funny, the callers that will call into the show sometimes are like, how are you listening to this shit, you know?
How did he come up with, you know, to come, you know, all that after, you know, listening? Well, obviously not listening to what we're talking about, but all right.
Right.
Well, you know, peace their own and good luck with his journey, I guess, you know.
Right.
Good luck.
Right. Well, again, everybody, you reap what you sow. You know what I mean? If you if you are full love and you put love around, you'll get love. If you put out negativity and hatred, you'll get it back. You know what I mean? We're all just mirrors, and this world is just a mirror for us, too. You know what I mean? So what you put out, you'll get back. You know what I mean? I've seen that so much
right.
in my life. You know what I mean? And just really being conscious with everything that I do, because I realize that whatever I do, there is going to be a consequence to it. You know what I mean? And consequences aren't always bad. You know, they can be good, but it depends on what you put forth. You know what I mean? If you put forth a negative energy, you're going to receive a negative energy. If you put forth a positive energy, you're going to receive a positive energy. It's very simple things to grasp, you know what I mean? But it's a practice in itself, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that I'm very conscious and aware of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm glad to be able to be in this section of life here right now, that of consciousness. I mean, you know, I'm thankful. Looks
right.
like we're out of like all the time here, so I looks like we'll have to do this again soon.
Sounds good. Well, I'm sorry I made it a little bit late, but it was awesome having that chant down and
No, it's good. It's gonna help me throughout the day.
Right, and to anybody else out there listening, I hope there is some more conscious, positive, loving people, or some people that are just looking for a space to kind of hear some new things and new ideas, because that's all we're here for, just to spread the love and the positivity and keep that coming in full spectrum, you know what I mean? And to everybody else out there that is maybe like our last caller, you know what I mean? Hopefully you guys can wake up the love and see all that we're all just brothers and sisters, and the more you continue on that angle, the more you're going to continue to bear your own self, you know, your own head up your ass. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody wants to head up their ass, you know? So everybody out there, pull your heads out of your ass, open your hearts up, and start breathing and being grateful, and we'll all be able to move forward.
Very well said. Thank you, brother, so much for joining us. We'll do it again with our good friend, AA, and I'll see you soon, man. I'll be over on that side of things before you know it.
Please, we'd love to have you on the Maui Island Rock, hanging out and chanting down with the family and stuff. You're always more than welcome, so keep in touch.
All right, brother. Much love to your day and your family, and aloha, and we'll, you know, Happy New Year, too, or whatever it is to you. You know what I mean?
Right. And
Scoobity. Oh, we should have gave him a good Scoobity. I just sometimes I forget to do that. So yeah,
Scoobity. We should give him a good Scoobity. Well, here's a Scoobity for him. Scoobity.
There we go. Roots. Oh, I heard a little Scoobity back there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about right there.
The youth coming in for the full Scoobity.
Yes, and he fully understands it, more than adults.
All right. Well, much love, humanoids, and much love, planet Earth, and aloha.
Aloha, brother. Much love, your family. Take care of yourself.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well, that was another Chant Down session here on Chant It Down Radio. Hope you've been enjoying the shows, and here's another show for the archives, and great stuff to talk about and dissect. I think that anybody out there who truly listens, that isn't, you know, sitting in a boat and wanking it and seriously taking it serious, I hope, and even if you are in a boat wanking it and being a dumbass, you can always you know, take from it and live life better and fully enjoy life and continue the conscious journey here on planet Earth of chanting it down. Until next time, keep on chanting it down.
get farther. Mountain streams and warm ocean water. Found relief, my focus is stronger. Boundaries are broken in progress. How you think depends on how caught up. Doubt your dreams defeat your high calling. Valleys high within the green forest. Now it's time for us to move toward it. Out right here, you know you get farther. People beyond.
Are you awake now?
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Waking up!
Are you awake now? Are you awake now?
You confirm?
Are you awake now?